If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, as you would know, we typically do speak to phenomenal leaders within the South African environment, those who have been able to shape, evolve, and actively participate in the growth and development of South Africa's economy. Tonight, we speak to the CEO of Capitec Bank, Gerry Fourie, to give us some perspective on the evolution of the bank, the interesting insights and product innovations that they've also managed to deploy, and of course, key aspects that speak to us as customers of the bank. Gerry, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show, sir.
Morning, Guru. It's really nice to be on the show.
Fantastic. Always good to touch base with you. And maybe let's just start with the fact that it is the beginning of a new year, 2025. There's a heightened level of optimism. But before we talk about what we can anticipate in the new year, it's always best to also reflect on the year we've just come from. 2024 was a buzz with changes and political shifts locally and globally. Interest rates were certainly a big factor, though they started coming down later in the part of the year. I'm keen just to get your reflections as a Capitec, as a bank. What was 2024 like for you?
Yeah, I think if you look at our half-year results, we had a very strong performance growth of about 35%. But I think the main thing is, if you actually look at the last 4 years, it's been very interesting. You know, you had COVID, you had the after effect of COVID, you had the Russian-Ukraine effect, you had our own elections that everyone was concerned, and then you had the government of national unity, and so suddenly everyone was feeling positive. You had the elections in America, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the one thing we've learned over the years is that you need to be agile, you need to be flexible, you need to be adopted, but you need to stick to your core business. But yeah, I think I'm looking forward to 25. I think it's going to be an exciting year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially in America, with President Trump coming in, and what does that affect. And then I think the whole government of national unity, you know, the 6 months is gone. It's now all about delivery. And are they going to deliver? I think that's going to be the big question, because, you know, the biggest challenge for us is to unlock the growth in South Africa. Because if we can get that right, we've got a wonderful country.
100%. You're quite right. The opportunities certainly do remain, but it's not without its challenges. And maybe that can talk us through as we do look ahead to the year ahead. Interest rates are certainly in focus, but also some of the global dynamics that will influence the bank. What does this mean for your strategy at Capitec for 2025?
Yeah, I think, you know, we normally come in September, and then we look at 5 to 10 years, and then October we look at the next 3 years. So we've got our strategies very clear, what we're going to do and what we're going to deliver on. It's not going to be impacted by what is happening in the economy or what is happening with the politics. You will take note of it. I think where it's got the biggest influence is on the credit side, where you open up or close depending on what's happening in the economy. But, you know, 70% of our income is coming from transactional income or value-added services. So it's the whole focus will be on to say, how do we actually deliver value to our client base? So our strategy is very clear, and it's a matter of just executing on that strategy and take note of what's happening in politics and economy.
Something critical that you mentioned there is the focus on your customer base, and boy oh boy has it been growing, Gerry, significantly over the last few years, really making Capitec a significant competitor in the market. I'm keen for us just to look at your customer base and their evolving needs, because this has also influenced your strategy and the deployment of new product offerings, which has now been a very comprehensive set of banking and financial needs that your clients need.
I think if you look at our client base, it's now just over 23 million clients. So we represent a big portion of the South African population, and it looks like the South African population. It's quite interesting if you look at between the age of 20 and 60, we've got about a 50% market share of people that's actually using Capitec. I think the big challenge that we've got is, you know, every person in South Africa has got two or three banks that they actually use. And how do you make certain that you're first of wallet? And that's people that's actually banking with ourselves. And there's about 8.5 million people that banks with us. So the salary comes in. And then you've got the digital side, which is just over 12 million, which is using our app and basically having a bank 24 hours in their pocket. And then our value-added services that we're bringing in to create value and stickiness. Because we really believe what we need to do with the app is that you create a one-stop shop on the app. So the client goes onto our app and he's got access to everything, all financial services. And I think that's been key to our strategy in the last 3-4 years. And I think we've shown that we are delivering on that.
I recall speaking to you a few months ago on terms of the financial results, and maybe this was over a year ago, where innovative technology and even needing that from your workforce was also a key focus of growth and the product innovation that you're developing. I'm keen to venture into the theme around technology, AI, and new data science that is actually propelling the innovative success that you bring to your customers.
Yeah, I think what we've done in the last 5 years, you know, it's the whole thing about legacy systems. Everyone talks about legacy, and the one thing I've learned is that it's like a car. When you buy it new, 6 months later, it's legacy because there's a new model coming out or something new. And it's the same with IT. You need to be constantly being upgrading and using the best in the world. And we took a deliberate decision in 2020 that we're moving to best of class, the likes of Microsoft, AWS, Salesforce, etc. And I think that's helped us to scale and to get offer value to our clients. It's interesting, if you look at our app, our transactions on the app, we haven't increased those fees for the last 6 years, and we're not planning to increase it because that's just new technology and economics of scale that's coming through. So we're using the best tech available. So what we've done is your platforms, we've created the best in the world, and with our IT people focusing on developing products for our clients, bringing in new value-added services to our clients. And then data, I think data is everyone talks about data. We're obsessed with data, and that's a big focus area for us because data let you understand your client to its best capabilities, and you can offer value to those clients. So data is critical for us. I think in our fair results, I said we've got over 2.5 trillion data points of our client bases that we are using to optimize and create value for our clients. And on top of that, we're using AI, because AI's biggest advantage is, if you use it correctly, is you're just so quicker to market. You're just so better adding value to the client. Mm. So, yeah, I think we've in the last 5 years has moved. It's actually interesting if you look at the company. I think the first 12 years was all about establishing the brand. Yes. and making certain that people understand the brand. Then the next 10 years was all about becoming a digital. And I think what we've done differently is we've gone digital plus branch. And we still believe branch is a very critical part of it. And then for the last 5 years, very strong technical data focus to make certain that we are offering. So I think that is in a very short, that's the journey that Capitec has gone through.
You've put that succinctly into 30 seconds versus the 25-year history that you've had. But maybe let's build up on data here, Khere, because this is where it's also so mind-blowing. I recall also the data that you had shared regarding Black Friday sales that we saw last year in November and the anticipation ahead of the festive season. And one thing South Africans are doing is that we are spending. We're certainly spending wisely. We're also betting. And I'm keen to understand, you know, when you look at the South African customer, as you say, you know, what are our interests? How are we managing credit? And where else do we happen to be allocating our money? And maybe even making use of some of the new product offerings that you've brought on board, like insurance.
Yeah, I think if I look at the South African population, I'm a little bit concerned about their values and living within their means and living with discipline. Keeping up with the Joneses or to have flashy stuff is very top of mind. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's a concern because I really believe you must live within your means. You must budget, you must plan, and you must have discipline, and you must save if you want a car or a house or whatever. So that for me is just a concern. And I think that's why we spend quite a lot of money on financial education to make certain that people planning within. I think if you look at generally what we are seeing is a big move away from cash to electronic transactions where people are swiping or tapping. Mm-hmm. And for us, that's a big plus because that gives us then more data so that we can understand our clients. And we can then provide credit in a responsible manner and bring in new products like purpose lending and access facility where people are using it for the right purposes. I think the other one is What we're seeing is on the insurance side, we've just launched Life. And we've gone in from basically from 500,000 to 3 million. And it's that's just making certain that if something happens to you, that because you can determine if the money will be used for your children, for your wife, or for whatever, that puts you into control. And I think it's important because if something happens to you, you know my money is safe. I've got money for my children, for their education, for their upbringing, for your wife, et cetera, et cetera. So, with us, if I look at our culture, it's all about the client, really understanding the client, then about our people that works with us, making certain that we one big team, and then delivery. But client is ultimately what Capitec focus on.
Mm. Any opportunities that you are looking at beyond South Africa's borders, maybe further across the continent in terms of acquisitions, growth and partnership?
We're not an acquisition company per se, but we've acquired Avafin. We have always had for the last 7 years a 40% shareholding in Avafin. So we know it fairly well. They operate in 5 countries, Mexico, Spain, Czech, Poland and Latvia. And we've got now 100% market share, which we acquired last year, March, April. And it's actually really, if you look at where Capitec started 25 years ago, it was a one-month lending business. Mm-hmm. They predominantly in one-month lending. And it's how do we build that over time to basically look at our global aspirations, let's say 5 year plus. It's definitely not something that we'll focus on now. Our focus is predominantly on optimizing our client base, and then especially on the business banking side, making certain our business banking side is coming in. So that's our focus is for the next 3 to 4 years. But yeah, the aspirations is to make certain that Capitec becomes a global brand.
Got you. And maybe if we can expand on that, operating in different markets, especially when it comes to the financial services and banking space, does come with a heightened level of compliance. And just recently, we also saw that come to the fore here in South Africa, given the fine you received from the Prudential Authority at the SARB, 56 million rand, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe talk us through, number one, compliance being very critical to the success and sustainability of the bank. And number two, just a little bit more color and detail around the concerns that the Prudential Authority had raised from the SARB.
Yeah, I think if you look at compliance, it's not for us it's not negotiable. You need to comply, but it also makes it extremely difficult. Because I'll give you an example. If you look at the Credit Act still refers to postal services that you must deliver through certain things.
Sure.
It doesn't bring in the whole digital world that we're living in. So what is happening with compliance and regulations, it doesn't keep up to pace with new changes that's taking place. So it's an interesting debate, but I think compliance is not negotiable. It must make sense, and you must always look at what is the best interest for the client. I think if you look at the fine that we received, it's for us, we're not happy about it. But I think if you look at it, it was an investigation done in 21-22. It was predominantly on 2017 to 2019 data, so it's extremely old. It's on average 6-7 years old. And we've changed numerous things on the AML front. We're very comfortable that none of those clients that was identified was any money laundering or terrorism or anything of that taking place. But yeah, we take it seriously, and we've made already, 6 years back information.
Got you. And maybe to expand on that, you mentioned a very intriguing point, Jagere, and I'm keen to understand. It's often been said that the banking environment in South Africa is very competitive, robust and resilient. And one just needs to look at what happened in the US last year with a number of bank failures, even in Europe as well. I'm keen to get your thoughts on, I guess, the level of agility that we have in our policies in the financial services space. Are they agile? Are they innovative? And what more needs to be done to ensure that there's a robustness that's maintained in the banking fraternity in South Africa?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting space. I think the first is, I think the Reserve Bank is doing an extremely good job on making certain that our banks are sustainable and operating in a very effective manner. But what we are seeing is a lot of new players is coming into the market, the Vodacoms, the NTMs, the Shoprite Checkers, the wallets, etc. And I think the challenge going forward is to make certain that everyone is regulated in exactly the same manner so that the playing field is equal. Gotcha. But it's always a challenge between regulations that normally it's much slower than what the market is doing. And I've just used the National Credit Act as an example whereby they haven't kept up with the whole digital changes that's taking place. So, yeah, I think it's a challenge going forward and it's something one needs to make. But I'm very happy with the overall control in South Africa.
Got you. And that's important for us as customers because we like to know that our deposits are safe, even, I guess, the SARB implementing CODI and other solutions that we do have just to protect some deposits from South Africans. Khairi, there's a popular...
It's an interesting one because what is happening is you're bringing in more capital and more regulations that puts more requirements on ourselves, but the effect of that is the cost to the client is more. Because the client ultimately pays for it, and it's and people don't see that. So it's how do you get that balance between making certain the right things happens and it's effective for the client? And that's the that, I think that's always a challenge with capital requirements, with regulations, et cetera, is the balance between protecting and the balance between what it's actually costing the client.
100%. I'm glad that you elaborate on that because we typically aren't even aware of it as customers. So it does bring about a heightened level of awareness to understand how the ecosystem actually works. I want to bring in a sense, I guess, of light humor here, Khairi. There's often a saying in Afrikaans, if I'm not mistaken, that says, "Die ou wat tweede kom is die eerste van die verloorders." In other words, if you come second in any race, you're the first loser. And if Capitec has proven anything over time, under PSG and then being spun off and independently listed on the JSE, the growth in the customer segments we've discussed, the growth in the market cap of the business, and of course the new innovative solutions that have come on board, there's clearly something in your secret sauce that is keeping you as a leader and not as number two in the industry. So I guess add some color as to, you know, what it is that you'll continue to maintain in your winning formula to really become a leading and prominent bank in South Africa and beyond.
Well, I think the first one lies with client obsession and really understanding the client and really delivering on those needs. The second one is to be really focused. I've always said we need to get to a 30% market share before you bring out a new product. So really when you do something, do it well and really capture the market. And the third one is agility, the ability to move forward. And the fourth one is innovation. You know, if you really think about banking, it is all about credit, transact, save, and insure. Those are the four core elements. But how do you take those and you are doing things differently? You're innovative. You look at doing things differently. So I think that's the motto for us is to say how do we think completely differently and add value to our clients. But the client obsession is the biggest one.
Got you. Client obsession. I guess I might touch base with you again when it's time for company results to be released, Khairi, but any breaking news you want to share just yet that we can look forward to?
No, looking forward to the year. It's going to be an exciting year. I'm just busy signing off the last budgets for our year because our financial year is February and then March we start with a new year and planning for the year. So yeah, now looking forward to the year. Some exciting things that we're busy with.
Fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more, seeing more, and discussing more with you in the months to come. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you and understanding so much more about the evolution of the bank and its purpose in the South African economy. That was the CEO of Capitec Bank, Khairi Fourie.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.